Hi, this is Raymond Quentin from La Vitrine Technologie Éducation. Welcome to this ICT podcast, specially produced for ProfWeb. Our objective? To present an ICT concept in 4 minutes. ICT stands for Information and Communications Technologies. This week, WebQuests. A WebQuest is an inquiry-oriented online tool for learning. It's a classroom-based lesson in which most of all of the information that students explore and evaluate comes from the internet. As one Chinese proverb states, "Involve me and I understand." A WebQuest is the essence of inquiry-based learning. Inquiry implies involvement that leads to understanding. A WebQuest basically is a web page that has instructions for both the teacher and the students. And it always uses the same template with 6 parts: intro, task, process, evaluation, conclusion, and credits. As you're listening to this podcast, click on the link below called The World of Shakespeare WebQuest. Now you're in the WebQuest. Click on Student Page on the left. You're in the intro section. Here you find background information and motivational scenarios, such as giving students roles to play to accomplish their task. Now click on Task. Here the teacher explains the task or the main research question. And this is the most creative aspect of creating a WebQuest. Let's say you're an English literature teacher and you want students to know about Shakespeare. The task could be to look for information about the writer's life and times, his cultural background at the time, etc. To accomplish this task, students will usually work in teams with a division of labor among students who take on specific roles or perspectives. Then, the process will be a description of the steps learners should go through in accomplishing the task. This section should contain resources in the form of links to websites about the topic. Those should have been pre-selected by the teacher. This way, students will spend their time using the information you assembled instead of looking for it. We then come to the evaluation section. Students can report on what they've learned during the WebQuest by way of a PowerPoint or multimedia presentation, posters, short reports, etc. The evaluation standards should be fair, clear, consistent, and specific to the tasks set. Students can also be evaluated by their peers. Finally, the conclusion section will allow students to talk about what they did or suggest ways of doing things differently to improve the lesson. To finish with, you might also have a credits section. The WebQuest should have all the information needed for the students to perform their quest. The activity should be fun. Beyond that, WebQuests can be as short as a single class period or as long as a 2-week unit. The interesting aspect for the teacher is that once the WebQuest is ready, all the work is on the student's side. And that's where it should be, because students will have to make sense of what they are reading, they have to learn how to work with each other, and to work with information that isn't, at first, clear. The concept of WebQuest was developed by Bernie Dodge, a professor of educational technology at San Diego State University. More and more teachers use his WebQuest page as a source of training materials and ideas for their own courses. Now it has links to WebQuests created all over the English-speaking world. The WebQuest examples in the last hyperlink on this page are part of La Vitrine's Internet and Education Guide, which gives you access to hundreds of learning resources to be used in your teaching. Did you like them? Give us some feedback in the form below. This is Raymond Quentin from La Vitrine Technologie Éducation. Have a great day!